Juno's fireworks display over Gastineau Channel starts at 11:59 tonight. The sounds can be heard for miles. In my Mendenhall Valley neighborhood, firecrackers, bottle rockets, poppets, and cap guns can be heard just about any time of the year. While fireworks cannot be bought or sold in Juneau, they are legal to use. The sound terrifies my dogs. Captain, my 55-pound border collie, becomes a big whimpering baby. He shakes his way into my lap or tries to crawl under furniture. After he broke through two louvered closet doors, we set up a large kennel in the house. Now he knows it's his special spot, and he goes in on his own to wait out the noise.
Just remember, if your animal's sensitive to loud noise, you need to start thinking about that now.
Matt Musselwhite has been Juno's animal control director for years and is now executive director of Gastineau Humane Society.
I had a Labrador that was really sensitive to fireworks and would start barking and barking and barking when the fireworks went off.
While barking can be annoying, some dogs are so frightened they run away. Musselwhite says animal control gets a lot of calls over the holiday about dogs that took off, hoping to escape the blasts. Be sure your pet has identification tags.
Find another place for him to stay over the 4th of July weekend. If you have friends somewhere out of the noise area that you can take him to, that's a great option.
That may not be an option, so be prepared to protect your pet at home. Do not leave a dog outside during fireworks or thunderstorms. Have a safe retreat inside. Close the doors and windows, put on white noise or background music. Comfort your dog. Some folks advocate a so-called thunder shirt or anxiety wrap, even a tight T-shirt, like giving Fido a constant hug. Dr. Steve Torrance at Southeast Alaska Medical Center says it might work for a mild case of anxiety.
It puts pressure around the axilla or the front part of the chest and stimulates the parasympathetic nervous system, and that's the opposite of the sympathetic nervous system, which is the fight-flight mechanism.
Some pets even require medication for their noise anxiety. If it's that bad, visit the vet before you dose.
Most drugs are dosed on the basis of milligrams per kilogram body weight, and most of them are going to have a dosing range.
All medications have potential side effects or risks, and some breeds don't handle certain drugs as well as others.
And that's why we're going to want to have examined the dog, especially to listen to its heart. Make sure it's got good heart, good respiration, no mental problems. And if a dog's got a heart problem or something like that, you're going to be less likely to want to sedate the dog.
Some local canine organizations, like Grateful Dogs of Juneau and the Capital Kennel Club, have proposed a ban on consumer fireworks. George Utermole with Grateful Dogs thinks Juneau's July 4th or the winter celebration at Eagle Crest are enough fireworks.
And just go back to a system where the only fireworks are those authorized by a permit issued by the city and by the fire marshal. It gives people opportunity to plan, to anticipate.
And time to prepare your canine or feline companions for the noises they may hate. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.